It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Excuse me. That out there to start with, or we're not going to have a good day today. Father's Day. We are blessed to have godly fathers amongst us to lead us and guide us and bring us along life's way. Exodus 20, verse 12 says to honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land that the Lord your God has given you. So, our godly heritage, our fathers, is so important in our lives. And today is a day set aside to honor fathers. And so that's what we're going to do today. And I just appreciate what Jen brought this morning. I love that acronym. I guess they call it Father. God is always there for us. He loves us that much. And we have a Heavenly Father that is an example to us of how we're to love our children and care for them. So we're going to be looking at some of that from the Word of God today as we honor our fathers. I think we'll wait till the end, because we're missing a few of our dads. We'll wait till the end today. We've got some daily planners, or whatever you call them, for the fathers again today. And so we want to honor them in that way. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin today. Father, we thank you for our time together today. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to be with the believers, Father, with the church. So, Lord, I thank you for all that you're doing here at Open Arms. I thank you, Lord, for the godly men that you've put in our midst. For the godly young men that are growing in our midst, Father, to take it to the next generation. Lord, we're blessed and we thank you for that. So, Lord, as we look at your word today, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will give me the words to say, that I'll not get in your way, but that I'll allow you to speak through me today to bring to the church what you have for us. And, Lord, that we'll have ears to hear what you're saying to the church today. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. So we want to begin today in Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs 23. I could actually spend the whole day in Proverbs. There's so much. He's just got so many good little bits of wisdom for fathers that we could spend some time here, but we're only going to be in Proverbs 23 today, and we're going to begin at verse 12 and go down through 25 in Proverbs today. He begins by saying, apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish him with the rod, he will not die. And punish him with the rod, you'll save his soul from death. My son, if your heart is wise, then my heart will be glad. My inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Listen, my son, and be wise, and keep your heart on the right path. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat, for drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. Listen to your father who gave you life. Do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Get wisdom, discipline, and understanding. The father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise son delights in him, And may your father and mother be glad. May she who gave you birth rejoice. So in these verses that talk about our fathers, it talks about the sons. And I want this Father's Day to be a day of honoring our godly young men as well. Because without you young men, the church has no future. Because we're going to grow old and die, and someone else needs to lead the church. So that's why it's so important that we, as our fathers, lead our children along in the ways of the Lord. I would just like to share a little bit about my father and the way that God has blessed our family in a godly way. And as I look back at the generations that I knew, both of my grandfathers walked with the Lord. As I look at Mom's family, especially all of her siblings were godly. They all spent their life in the church and walking with the Lord. And I didn't know my great-grandfathers, but I know that on my mother's side, going back two generations before that, they were godly men who led the Lord, who walked with the Lord and led their families to go to church. And I've mentioned this before. I went to my Uncle Roy's funeral last year in Pennsylvania. He was 100 years old, and he spent every day of his life at the same church, even while he was in his mother's womb. So 101 years he spent in the same church, and that most of their family lived there in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and went to that church their whole lives. And that's pretty amazing, because it's just, I think that the generations before them also walked in the same church. But when I found that out at the funeral, I thought, well, that's the first time I've ever heard of that. Because I know in our family, with my siblings, the ones of us who go to church are all in different churches. I would love to worship with my whole natural family, but I don't. In fact, some of them have walked away from the Lord and don't go to church at all. It's hard to understand that. Being a godly man who walks with the Lord, it's hard to understand why someone who grew up in a godly home wouldn't want to continue to walk with the Lord. I don't. That to me, I can't fathom it. I don't understand that. Somewhere along the line, and you people know that. Somewhere along, people get hurt at a church and never go back, and that's a hard thing. So we need to be forgiving and kind all the time and loving. But the thing that I wanted to mention about this is in having a godly father is that raising your children in the church and to love the Lord is probably the most important thing that you'll do in life as fathers. Because there's, as this psalm says, there's no greater joy than having your children walk with the Lord. And you guys all know that, you've heard us say this before, that for a time our two weren't wholeheartedly walking with the Lord, and we spent agonizing time during that time, Patsy and I did too. We thought we had to get them back with the Lord because that was what we're supposed to do, and finally we gave up and gave it to God and said, Lord, do whatever it takes. And that's when the Father brought them back to walking with the Lord. And so I'm so blessed because Jesse and Jackson both walk with the Lord. And wow, that's just the greatest joy as a father, to have your children walking with the Lord, loving the Lord, having a relationship with the Heavenly Father. Because we talked about it in Sunday school this morning, how, you know, we plan and go through our lives, but God is the one who really carries it out. Whether it matches our plan or not, God's the one who carries it out. And so there's no greater, to me, there's no greater thing than having your children walk with the Lord. And as I remember, you know, in my family, Dad wasn't as strong a Christian as my mother. But he taught us the ways of the Lord. He walked with the Lord, taught us to tithe. They did all the things right in that way. And Dad loved us, and Mom loved us too. And in his later years, I got to work with Dad because he came and actually worked for me from when he was 65 till he was 80, and then lived on till he was 89 years old. And in that time, he never stopped walking with the Lord. He never stopped loving the Lord, and I thank God for that. But in our family, Mother was really the strong one. That the spiritual leader was probably Mom in our family, I think, more than Dad was. But I had the most godly mother that anybody's ever had. She was just an awesome woman. So the best account that I could find in the Word for a godly father was in Genesis. It was Abraham. I just have to go to Abraham for this. Let's go back to Genesis 17. This is before his name was even changed. We're going to begin in 17, where it was Abram. We're going to look at 1 through 22 today. And we begin here in chapter 17 of Genesis. It says, "When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, 'I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless.'" And I think today that if we don't remember anything else, that's probably what we should take from today, is that He is God Almighty, and this is El Shaddai, which means He's all sufficient. He is everything that we need. Also means God of the mountains and God Almighty. He's the source of all of our blessings. He's all powerful. Our problems are not too big for God to handle. He can handle anything that comes against us, that comes up in our lives. And it is so awesome to have someone that we can rely on for that. We don't have to wonder. And then he says to Abram, "I will confirm my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers." Now, this is before... Okay, Abraham and Sarah hadn't had any children yet. And as you'll see here as we go down, but he's already had some... So she... He actually ended up marrying her servant and had children already from her. But with Sarah, they didn't have any children yet. So Abram fell face down, and he and God said to him... The other thing I wanted you to notice here was that the Lord appeared. So he was there conversing with Abram. And I've told you this before, too. I would love to do that. I would love to have the Lord come and have a face-to-face meeting with me. He appeared to Abram, and he was talking with him there. So Abram fell face down. I think probably it's impossible to stand in the presence of the Lord because of his radiance. But just picture that. You know, God in all his glory. He came down to talk to Abram. So Abram fell face down. And God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram," which means exalted father. "You will..." Where am I at? "Your name will be Abraham," which actually means... the father of many. So, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. Now picture Abram's 99 years old when God says this. I'm only 70. I don't want to have that kind of a conversation with God. And it is no wonder that he laughed, you know. But that's, as we'll see, that's what's going to happen here. The whole land of Canaan, where you are now an alien, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God. Then God said to Abram, as for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, for the generations to come. And you all, I'm not going to read all of the next part. The next few verses all talks about the covenant of circumcision, and that's what they did. So you'll see that as you read there, that happened. So we're going to go on down to 15 now. So God also said to Abram, as for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai, for her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings and peoples will come from her. Abram fell face down again, he said, and he laughed. He said to himself, will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? It sounds impossible, doesn't it? Abraham said to God, if only Ishmael might live under your blessing. So as I said, he already had children by the servant, by Sarah's servant girl. And God said, yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son. And you will call him Isaac, and Isaac means that he laughs. So there's the laughter part of it. So I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him. I will make him fruitful and will greatly increase his numbers. And he will be the father of 12 rulers, and I will make him into a great nation. So he is going to bless all of Abraham's descendants, but the children of Israel are going to come from Isaac. So Abraham is going to become the father of millions of people. Millions and millions of people. So it just amazes me that, so Abraham, as you know, through all of Genesis, through the Old Testament here, he learned to trust God. He learned to walk with God because he spent time with him. And that's what keeps us in tune with the Father. I have so enjoyed learning that little phrase, help me, Holy Spirit. Each morning I was reading through one of Patsy's little prayer things one day, and it was in there. It talked about every day start out with, help me, Holy Spirit. And so I've started to do that, and it's so amazing how as you're going through the day, there's just different times when you recognize that it's the Father or the Holy Spirit working in your life, doing something that needs done that you don't know how to do, and so that's awesome. So he's going to increase Ishmael's line with kings and stuff too. And then you'll see in verse 22 there, it says, when he had finished speaking with Abraham, God went up from him. So God entered the picture face to face with Abraham, or with Abram, changed his name, made a covenant with him. Abraham had to trust God because he was 99 years old. He knows that he's past childbearing age, and his wife is too. And so, as you read the story on, why you'll find that Sarah did have, and Abraham did have a son named Isaac, and then through him, Jacob came and became the father of the 12 nations of Israel, and or the 12 tribes, I guess you could call them. And so, from there on, we are also adopted into Abraham's line and become sons of God as well. So you could say we're Abraham's descendants because of the power of God and the Holy Spirit. So remember, guys, that God is all-sufficient, the all-sufficient source of all our blessings. He is all-powerful. Our problems are not too big for God to handle. El Shaddai. There's another thing that you should remember today as you walk out, is that God is your all, El Shaddai, and figure out what that means. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6 for a few verses there. Ephesians 6, 1 to 4. Speaks some more to fathers, and I wanted to look at that before we separate today. Again, it's talking to the young. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." So it's important as dads that we are kind and loving to our children. That we don't exasperate them, that we don't torment them until they can't stand it. But I mean, it's okay to have fun together and enjoy life, but don't be exasperating to your children. Don't go there. Just love them, nourish them. The thing that I notice most about, and I see this in Jesse. So, in the last year, we have turned things over to Jesse to run the business, and there really hasn't been any change. He still respects me as his father, even though he's running things now. And I love that. It's just, I really thought things would change, and they really haven't. Except I have a load off of me now that I don't carry anymore, because he's carrying that. But I still, thank you, Jess. I still see that respect that a father should have, and I thank God for that. Hallelujah. I don't know. I'm just overjoyed. Hallelujah. I want to finish today with a verse that Patsy showed me just this morning. She was reading. She said, "Here's a verse that is awesome," and I thought, man, that fits so good today. Proverbs 16, actually verse 9, and let's just go to Proverbs for a minute. We'll just finish up there. I want to, first of all, read verse 3. It says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed." And then verse 9 says, "In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps." So if we walk with the Lord, we're promised long life. I mean, It talks about it several places in the Word. The thing is, we plan and we plan. We do all of our planning. But I can tell you from experience that He guides our steps. Because I haven't got to do everything I've planned to do because some of it wasn't fit to do. I'll just tell you that. You know, that song that talks about God, thank God for unanswered prayers. We pray and pray for things that we want, but sometimes we don't need them. And they're not good for us. And God knows that. So I've often thanked God for unanswered prayers, for prayers that I prayed that He knew weren't good for me. So just remember that, guys, as you lead your families. Commit your way to the Lord. And even though you plan your way, God guides it. God is the leader of our way. I would like for the fathers to all come up. And I would like you young men who can read and understand and have accepted the Lord as your Savior to come up as well, because I would like you to have one of these, just come up and get one of these books. This one is Draw Near to God, 100 Bible Verses to Deepen Your Faith. So come on up now and get these. Fathers with your sons, come right along. Yeah, just dig in here and get them. No, I'm not going to. So remember today, fathers, to honor your fathers. Sons, this is a good day for you to honor your fathers. And I thank God for all you guys. We're blessed. So as we close up today, I am going to say a blessing for our fathers. I want to pray for you as you lead your children. Go ahead and come up for some music, guys. And let's go ahead and pray now for the blessing. Lord, I come today to lift up our fathers. We honor them today, Lord, because they are such good men, such godly men. And I thank you, Father, for putting us together as a church. Lord, for being able to see the next generation of godly men coming along to lead the church. I thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be part of that. So, Lord, today we honor our men. I ask, Lord, that you will bless them and keep them, that you will make your face shine upon them and be gracious unto them. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.